And we are live. Good morning, everybody. It's your favorite truck driver in the whole wide world, Bitcoin Ben, ex-truck driver. Folks, I know I say this a lot, but I can't say it enough. All right. God, I literally feel like a vegan. Like I'm that annoying person that like just want to grab you by the face and go, are you seeing what I'm seeing, folks? It is, and yes, look at the price of silver. Look at the price of gold. Look at the price of Bitcoin. Look how the Federal Reserve is trapped. Look at the advancement of AI. Real open AI, not this Google implementing AI on Google crap. All that is Google using AI to give you the answer they want to give you. That's the Google AI is Google's opinion of what's right or truthful. It isn't a list of opinions anymore. It's Google saying the right answer is this. See, in reality, truth is all actually based on perception. Okay, here's an example. You and I, all right? You with me? You and I are out. Keep it quiet. All right? You and I are out in the woods. And I see a tree. And I go, holy cow, that's a huge tree. But you have seen bigger trees. So you're like, well, that's a big tree, but I wouldn't call it huge. So who's wrong? Or am I wrong? Is that not a huge tree? No, to me, that's a huge tree. To you? Is that a huge tree? No, you've seen bigger. So, who's right, who's wrong? Truth is very, very subjective. Right? There really is there's a slim amount of reality that you can actually call true, right? Because we have all experienced a different life. So therefore, what is true to some may not be true to others. But that's why my philosophy and the philosophy here at our clubs is freedom, pure freedom. Now, this is a crypto club. This is a Bitcoin club. But really, we're a freedom club. Right? We are a freedom club with the marketing of Bitcoin. There we go. That's the club structure. All right. If I just launched a Freedom Club with no link with actual Bitcoin, I'd have half the marketing capabilities that I would have. Hence why I named it Bitcoin Ben's Crypto Club. Search engine optimization, marketing fluidity, if that's a word, if it's not, it should be, fluidness amongst the brand. So I can actually market this with Bitcoin. I can market it with cryptos, and I can market this as a club where Taco Bell, what do they sell? Tacos. All right. This is such the opportunity for everybody. And on the private server today, we are gonna go through what I just explained. It's we're entering into, folks. Oh my God, I cannot explain the opportunity that people have, individuals. Okay, here's a hint. All right. In a few weeks, I'm going to offer something to the general public. All right. It's never been done before, ever. Ever. And it's a win-win-win for everyone involved. There's no downside. There's absolutely no downside. And the reason why there isn't a downside is because it is literally where the whole world's going. It's just we're so, all right, here's an example. I had a huge deal worked out with an old world existence group of people, all right? And as we sat through the meetings and I was explaining the business model, they all kept asking, well, what about regulation on this? Is there any regulation clarity? And I kept saying, what do you mean regulation clarity? They're like, well, has the government approved this? And I said, I didn't ask. And they're like, well, you didn't ask the regulatory authorities if you could do this? I said, why would I? There's no laws against it. And they're like, yeah, but do they like it? We got to find out if they like it or not. Wait, no, no. If there's no laws against it, then what's the problem? And they couldn't wrap their mind around freedom. Freedom is not asking permission. If you have to ask permission, you're not free. See, that's, and as our deal moved a little further, I finally said, look, guys, this ain't for you. All right. This ain't for you. You guys are in the old system still way too much. You guys are looking for this illusion of investment security, this illusion of security that doesn't exist. And they're like, well, if we have regulation clarity, and I said, oh, hypothetically, we launched this business and it goes gangbusters, right? Like it will. What will you have regretted that you didn't get involved because you were worried that some imaginary entity was going to come out of nowhere and club us? You know, it's people are so afraid of the government, and I'm the complete opposite. Because I know my rights and I'm willing to fight for my freedom. One of the guys, I actually told him, I said, you're looking to actually be a wealthy slave. And he got offended. He was pissed. He goes, I ain't nobody's slave. I said, then why the fuck are you asking for permission? And he paused. I said, a slave asks for permission. A free man makes a decision. Choose which system you want to live in. Do you want to live in a system where your prosperity, your ingenuity, your imagination is ran through a regulatory filter? No. And now we have the technology that we don't even have to think about that. Because I even asked him. I asked him, I said, oh, well, all right, let's say you're right. Let's say one of these imaginary organizations you guys are worried about, because you can't name any of them that have any influence over what we're doing. What if they do come after us? Where's the weak spot? Where can they access and lock down our capital? Because that's what you're afraid of. You're afraid of getting your capital locked up. I said, in the structure I'm creating, where is that weakness? None of them could point it out. They're like, well, no, I mean, they can't really take our money. And I said, okay, so they can't take your money. Hey, Ben, did you pull building permits when you set up your, I did not. Have a great day. No. Nope. Nope. Why would I? Nope. I run a PMA. All right. A PMA is an organization that is created under common law. Civilian law has no authority over common law. Civilian law is actually built on top of common law. So civilian law cannot alter common law. See, the old system is actually built on what is called civilian law or civil law. That's what the Civil War was about. It wasn't about slavery. That's all bullshit. Fucking Black Lives Matter of the time. Horseshit marketing. The Civil War was about reconstructing the federal government into a civilization. Civilization is a corporate nationalizing entity. See, you have to know your rights and know your, right? That's where people are so, it's in a, folks, you have to understand civil law is an illusion. It's an illusion. Here's an example. Here at the club, I had code enforcement person. I think Randy was here. I had a code enforcement officer. I loved it. He had his little uniform and his little flip-out badge. And I walked out there, and he was like, do you have permits for all this signage? I said, hell yes, I do. And he goes, what can I see? And I go, do you have a copy of the Constitution? And he's like, what? I said, do you have a copy of the Constitution? That's my permit. And he's like, no. Sir, you don't understand law. I said, I absolutely do. Let's continue this conversation. And for 20 minutes, he tried to convince me that Sarasota County had authority over my property. And at the end of it, I had him agreeing with me. I said, now, do you want to try and take me to court? His exact words. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll let you slide on these signs. Will you? Will you let me slide there, brother? Oh, man, geez, thanks. You know why? Because if he would have tried to infringe on my constitutional rights, I told him, under common law, I'm not suing the county. I'm suing you, motherfucker. I'm suing you personally. How much money you got? And he knew I was right. And he was like, nah, this all looks okay. You know, yeah, well, you have a nice day. And I waved, bye. See, the key to being free is not being a pussy. Folks, free men don't ask fucking permission. I don't need no one's fucking permission to do a goddamn thing. And I never will. And anybody who wants to challenge my freedom, bring it on, motherfucker. Because I'm just the right personality to want that fight. See, I don't mind conflict. In fact, I love conflict. Conflict leads to resolution. I love this. Wait. Okay, John L. Voth, common law, loss, injury, harm. He would have stole your property. Oh, so you're saying, all right, let me make sure I got this right, John. You're saying that my signs caused him loss, injury, or harm. How? He has no relationship. He has no ownership. Okay. You're saying from his point of view, right? I would have owned his shit. Yep. I would have fucking owned his ass. His house would have been mine. Yep. Absolutely. This is the reclaiming of our freedom, folks. Once you know the law don't fuck with you no more. Civilized, remember, civilization is just a corporate nation. Once you understand, civilization is just a corporate nation, then you understand that civilization was a legal structure that they put on top of common law. That's why the federal government is its own entity. It's a corporation. That's why Washington, D.C. is not a state. It is owned by the U.S. corporation. And that's why the liberals and the Democrats say, if Trump's elected, we're going to lose our democracy. Yeah, because Washington, D.C. is set up under a democracy agreement inside the civilization corporate nation legal structure. Yes. Right? If more people understood common law, yes. In fact, on the private server, that's what I'm going to go through. I'm going to explain, and we're going to watch clips that explain common law. And common, all right, I'll even go deeper, folks. Common law is actually based on an older document, right? On an older document called Magna Carta. Magna Carta was the first legal document that recognized the sovereignty of the individual. And what sovereignty is it has a natural soul. Right? You are a sovereign individual, which means you own your soul. That's what sovereignty is. It's the ownership of a soul. The corruption of the civilization legal structure is it puts the sovereignty into a national entity. It doesn't apply because a soul is a human asset. A soul is not a national asset. A nation cannot have a soul because it isn't a human, a single human. But that's why the progressive movement and all this horse shit they've been teaching for about 180 years is that the nation is that the nation has a soul. No, a sovereign. That's why they call them sovereign nations, because they want to confuse you that the nation is what has the sovereignty. Nope. That's why all of their illusion, it doesn't work. That's why I could tell that guy to fuck off. Because it doesn't hold up. Bingo. Sovereign living soul, natural law. Exactly. The Civil War was the creation of an illusion of law, not a sovereign law. See, common law is based on sovereignty, souls, human souls, where corporate law is actually based in the illusion that corporations have sovereignty. They don't. That's why I told that guy, I will sue you personally. I'm not going to sue the county. You know why? Because the county doesn't exist. It isn't a sovereign entity. I would sue him. He's a sovereign individual misrepresenting the authority without having a contract that him and I entered into. I asked him, where's our contract that gave you authority over my signage? And he says, well, I don't have a contract. And I go, right, you and I don't have a contract with each other. So fuck off. And his response was, well, no, this isn't with me. This is with the county. And I said, okay, all right. Can you have the county swing by here? And he said, well, that's me. I said, no, no, no. You're not the county. You're a civil servant of the county, right? And he goes, yes. I said, but you're not the county, right? And he goes, no. I go, so how the fuck is the county, the illusion, gonna show up at my front door and claim authority? It isn't. It can't. There's no such thing as a county. And that's when he had a hot cup of shut the fuck up. And left. He thought he was going to be writing out some tickets. Motherfucker, you issue me one ticket with your signature on it, and I'll own your whole goddamn life, boy. Bring it. You see me licking my lips? That's because daddy's about to eat your fucking lunch. Now, if you want to learn more, sorry guys, this is the shit I'm passionate about. Right? If you want to learn more, right there, baby, join the private server. All right? There's a link under here. Join the private server. Because I got another hour and a half worth of this bullshit. And last night, right, every Wednesday night, I host a show for 3 hours. All right? And the name of the show is The Shit Show. Every Wednesday, I do a 3-hour shit show at night. What's it about? All kinds of shit. If you join the private server, you get everything I put out. The shit show, the daily shows, the woo-woo shows at 3, all that. Folks, you want to change your mind? You want to get educated on how to be free? Brothers and sisters, join the revolution. Okay. All right, we are switching over to the private server. Those of you on the private server right now, you don't have to go nowhere. Everyone not on the private server, take your phone, scan right there, join under the private server, voila. Or click the link in the description, join the private server. It will bring you right back to this link. You jump right on. All right. Oh, hang on a second. Hang on. Oh, damn, I forgot the sponsor. Here's a word from the sponsor. Then we'll go to the private show.
Ever wondered how safe your online activities really are? How secure is your digital footprint? In the vast realm of the internet, privacy and security are paramount. Without adequate protection, your personal data might be at risk. There are solutions to these issues, and today we're going to talk about two of them. Introducing Liberty Laptops from Calix Solutions. These cutting-edge devices are meticulously designed to bolster online privacy, providing you the liberty to surf the internet incognito. The World Wide Web can be a wild frontier, but with Liberty Laptops, your online privacy is always protected. We also present you Crypto Laptops, designed with cryptocurrency users in mind. Equipped to support a myriad of wallets and exchanges, these laptops are tailored for seamless cryptocurrency transactions. They offer enhanced security protocols to keep your digital assets safe. Crypto Laptops ensures a secure and smooth cryptocurrency experience. It's time to take control of your online privacy and security. Venture over to Kelix Solutions and explore our Liberty Laptops and Crypto Laptops. Don't forget, our affiliate program lets you earn $50 per sale. Visit calixsolutions.io now or call 702-845-8276 for more information, because your online safety is our priority.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We are switching to the private server once again. Take your phone, point there, join the private server. There's a link under here. Join the private server. It'll bring you right back to the show. Hold, please.